Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, August 29th, 2020. Today he is reminding us of the importance of loving and honoring ourselves. Your most important duty right now is to let go of all negative self-judgment. As the COVID-19 turmoil continues, enormous changes are in progress all across the world that will ease and simplify humanity's awakening process as it nears completion. So keep your spirits high and intend to be a conduit through which love can flow to all of humanity. When you set the intent to be a conduit through which love can flow without restriction to all of humanity, you are massively adding to the tsunami of love that has been assisting in your awakening process since 2012. Yes, the awakening process has been flowing since 2012, and its intensity has been increasing, and now very few of you could claim to be unaware that change is most definitely in the air, as you observe and feel the energy of love arising in many unexpected places. Love is the power that is awakening you. It is gentle but completely irresistible when you make the informed choice to open your hearts to invite it to enter. It has always been there awaiting your invitation, but because so many of you have been unable to love yourselves unconditionally, it has seemed to you that love is not present, is not available. In other words, your own negative self-judgments, which are not in alignment with love, act as a thin veil or screen which seems to separate you from love, and yet love is always with you, because it is what you are, always and eternally. Your most important duty right now is to let go of all negative self-judgment, if you have not already made the choice to do so, and make the choice now to accept yourselves fully just as you are, understanding that who you are in this moment, as a human in form, is exactly who you set the intent to be before you incarnated for your present human life. You are who you are because of pre-incarnational choices and decisions you made, with much wise and loving guidance from those on your support team in the spiritual realms, so that you could follow an individual path of learning that was expressly suited to you and to no one else. Each one of you, each individual human being, is one of a kind. There is no one else who is just like you. You are each unique, and you were created like that because it pleased Mother Father God to do so, and because God, in her infinite wisdom, saw what joy it would bring to you and to her. You were all created in joy. There are no exceptions to that divine truth. For eternal life in the presence of and fully integrated within that presence, the One. The choice to experience life in human form was the collective choice of those beloved created ones who wished to undergo a sense of separation from Source. To actually do this is, of course, impossible, but because you were and are such powerful creators, you all have the power of God within you, you were able to construct a seemingly very inviting and complex but completely unreal environment in which to do this. It has caused you much pain and suffering because when you engage with it by taking human form, you completely forget who you really are and find yourselves alone in individual bodies that are subject to sickness, injury, and decay, all of which inevitably lead to the death of that physical form. And, because you have fully identified yourselves with that human form, you believe that when the form dies, that your existence will be terminated, that your life will be extinguished forever. This is a terrifying thought, and so mostly you bury it deep within yourselves and focus your attention on your daily lives as humans. But that life is in no way comparable to the real life from which you appear to have departed, and so you all have, deep within you, an intense and insatiable longing for Source, God, Love, and you spend inordinate amounts of time searching for relief from that longing and for love outside yourselves where it cannot be found. Yes, you can form loving relationships with others who are in form, but the sense of separation remains, and so you grieve enormously and for a long time when a loved one dies, confirming for you that you are separate beings. The separation can seem unbearable, and it brings to your attention again your sense of separation from Source, whose existence many have very strong doubts about, and whose love for you all you also strongly doubt, as you observe the evil in which so many are engaged. So I would remind you yet again that what you are experiencing in form is unreal. It is but a very strongly sensed vast physical environment of which you feel yourselves to be extremely small and insignificant parts. However, as some of your more intellectually gifted and visionary scientists have recently realized, the visible universe, which seems vast, perhaps even infinite when seen and experienced through your human senses, is in fact an almost infinitesimal aspect of all that exists, which is itself totally beyond your human comprehension. To be in form as a human is to be severely limited, and when you awaken, as soon you will, the intensity of that state of limitation will become clear to you, and you will be both delighted and amazed at how well you followed your preset paths through it to work your way home. As you take time out daily from your busy and stressful lives in form, do allow yourselves to quieten your minds. It truly is well within your power for each one of you to choose, set the intent, and then allow yourselves to quieten those noisy minds that are almost constantly demanding your attention. They are not you, they are just thoughts passing through on which you can either choose to focus your attention and then engage with, or you can choose to let them flow without attending to them. It takes quite a lot of practice, but when you first manage to pay no attention to the flow, even if only momentarily, you will find yourselves in a state of deep peace. When that happens for you, as it will, then you will ensure that your practice becomes regular, and you will set yourselves a time each day during which you will honor yourselves by being totally present, loving and accepting yourselves in the full knowledge that you are, each and every one of you, beloved children of God who have never separated from that infinitely loving presence. Please spoil yourselves daily by going within to that holy inner sanctuary where you and God are one, and where the love that you are is fully palpable. Your loving brother, Jesus.